97.1 theticket.com. I am Evan Jenkins, and today is a big, I mean enormous day in the state of Michigan. And to talk about the big day is Detroit Red Wings legend Darren McCarty. And the reason today is so big is because marijuana is no longer just medically legal here in the state of Michigan, but it is recreationally legal as well. So meaning you can smoke and not get arrested for it. You can have it in your car and not get arrested for it. You won't get arrested. It's basically the same laws that abide with alcohol. And I figured there'd be no better person to talk to than Darren McCarty, since you've been such a big advocate of it medically. So I want to start with this. My entire life, I was always taught marijuana is a gateway drug. I never believed that. I've smoked weed plenty of times, and it didn't lead me to anything that I wouldn't have done otherwise. What do you think about that?
Well, I agree with you that, and I go from my perception that I came from where you're either a jock or a stoner. There was no correlation. If you wanted to be an athlete, you had to stay away from those. And I always wondered why my friends, I'd be the one that didn't smoke, but I drank, you know. But drinking was so much easier, which is so much more evil. The greatest thing about today, Evan, is that now people should feel free to get educated on their own and to know that they have an option, that somebody not just to say, here, take this, do that. Well, people, they've heard people talking, and people in Michigan are smart, obviously, and they've come to an agreement that, yes, this should. So today I'm going to enjoy my first recreational joint, I guess you could say. But the best part for me is now hopefully people will come out and say, you know, not to argue, but to say, well, what do you mean by that? And, you know, we can get into things and explaining what an endocannabinoid system is and why, you know, the different things that the education that I've had for the past 3 years, because frankly, this plant saved my life. So now I'm treating it like it's a teammate, like the Red Wings. You saw how I stuck up for that jersey for years and years and how much it meant to me. That's how much this plant means to me, because it's given me my life back. And if people out there want to know, like, say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, you know, just ask me or listen to you or hear people that are explaining it, because what we grew up either way hearing is not the truth.
Right.
Your own truth.
And I guess that's where I want to begin, is how did it save your life? I mean, you can look at crutches or whatever you want to feel better, but explain to me and the audience how it did it. You know, save your life.
The bottom line for me being an alcoholic and an addict and going to being a full-blown alcoholic and getting to a point in 2015 where I was literally I was going to die. And thank God that, and I'd smoked weed since I, you know, I knew that when I first tried it, this got me off of the pills. Weed got me off of the pills even while I played. Right. Couldn't get me off the alcohol until I was educated and through Rick Simpson oil, RSO. And it makes sense to me. Now you're getting a lot for the viewer, but because it's alcohol based, that to let your own system work for yourself. So for me to detox with the RSO and to go 5 days and to be free of, I was already free mentally, but free physically of the addiction. And then to be able to go on this journey and of myself and to find it, and this plant's led me along the way. And it's such a individualistic, like I tell people, my journey is different than yours because my system's different than yours, but we can go on some sort of the same journey together and get answers and get educated by people smarter than us. And that's all I do, is I'm just a facilitator of information.
Right, and for sure. And now that, you know, it's as legal as alcohol, as legal as cigarettes, I mean, eventually, I'm guessing at the end of 2019, early 2020, that we'll be able to, you know, go into a store and buy it like alcohol and buy it like cigarettes or tobacco or whatever else. But, you know, there's things where you also don't want to get silly with it, you know. I remember the first time that I got drunk, it was off of 151. I ended up underneath a pool table, you know, and that might happen with some people that go out and smoke weed for the first time where they get so high and do something silly. You know what I mean?
Well, the thing is, that's where education comes in. And you know what, it's just like anything else. We all drank when we were kids, but it was in the confines and the safety of somebody's basement or out in a field or something where you're not going to get hurt. But with the weed, if you get educated, so my goal would be, and to the listeners out there, is that if you have questions for the year of 2019 before it becomes out on the shelf, would you educate yourself to what's true, what's right? You know, edibles is a edibles is a huge different game for everybody else.
Completely different.
My thing for anybody is not what strain, or don't worry about what strain it is called, but who is growing it. What is the name of the company that is growing it, or where it's coming from? Because if you like their product, then and you can vouch for it, and you know that their stuff's tested, and you like it, well, down the line, it's what I've found is that you can usually base that for all their stuff, because whether they're cook what they cook with, whether you know it's the concentrate, the distillate, there's so many different ways to use this plant. It's so amazing, and the goal is for you out there to find what works for you. You know, and everybody, it's different, you know, and that's where, you know, we get into talking about CBDs and you know, the difference with CBDs and THCs is the non-high.
Right.
So it's something that people just need to get educated on and ask questions, and don't be afraid to ask questions. And I hope that's what today brings.
Now, do you think that, like, I'm going to assume this is years and years and years down the road, that maybe, like, you know, Gary Bettman or somebody with the NHL would come to somebody like you and see the benefits and the CBDs and everything that goes with it, you know, to take away pain. And, you know, you guys put your body on the line game in and game out, and at the end of the day, you're probably going to hurt after your career, right?
Oh, dude, there's no question. Whether it's physical or it's the mental, the emotional, the things that you've been through, the, you know, being with concussions, there's so much correlation to putting yourself back together. Obviously, you see in sports and different sports the way that the Olympics have sort of allowed CBDs and that, you know, the way that I guess the information and the testing across the pond, because they've used it, if you do your research in countries over there, how they're far ahead of what we are, but that's just societal. So as we get educated and we get up to speed, and that's as people, but you got to look at it. You know, Evan, look at it. In 2 years, I wouldn't have thought that everybody would have got on board to go recreational, but it
right.
shows you the progress that people, you can't, you know, fool them. It's sort of like being a Red Wings fan. You know, you're fickle, but you're so knowledgeable. You know, you live and die. So I encourage people to get educated, whether you use it, whether you don't, because there's somebody in your family, I guarantee, that could benefit from it.
Uh-huh.
And the idea is because it's here to help us get through this thing called life, which is tough.
Well,
and so, I mean, for me, I found something that's given me my life back, and I'm trying to not only as I learn myself, but also too, if there's people out there that are listening and can relate or need help, that's what we're here for.
Well, and at the same time, I mean, people are also going to use it for fun. You know, they're gonna smoke a joint and they're gonna sit back and watch TV. You know what I mean? And there's also nothing wrong with that. If you ask me, from smoking weed, it's more or less kept me out of trouble, because I don't want to go out and find trouble or do this, that, and the third. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And
I don't break out in handcuffs and I find out where I live. You know, I mean, I remember where I live.
But that's my whole point with it, too, is that you know, there's so many different ways to consume it. You know what I mean? There's the vaping, which is fairly new, at least in my, you know, neck of the woods. You know, there's the smoking of the flower. There's the edibles, which you touched on earlier.
There's topicals.
And
there's
been
so many different ways.
One thing where I once took a capsule of THC oil, and that's something I wouldn't exactly suggest to somebody that hasn't been very familiar with marijuana, because it got me to a place where I don't think I've been before. And yep. Those are the things that people are going to have to be educated on, right? And
right, exactly. Like, the bottom line, here's the kicker. Does anybody find this not funny? Or, like, not, like, the joke and the whole thing. That, yeah, but if you do that, I guarantee you'll only do it once. But you're going to wake up. It's not going to kill you.
Right.
The booze, the pills, the others, the needles, all the other shit that you get in your nose, all the other stuff, you know, that'll kill you.
Yeah, for
marijuana's
sure.
Marijuana's never killed anybody.
I
read a thing yesterday, lettuce has killed more people than marijuana. Now, let that marinate.
I mean, that's crazy. I mean, so... I'm trying to think of how to position this question. Do you think that you're going to start seeing, like the NHL and professional sports be more lax on it to where they won't drug test. Now, I don't know. I was never an NHL player. How often did you get drug tested for weed?
Well, you can't use me as an example because I was in the program for so long that I did it twice a week.
Okay, well, let's say a random Joe.
Like twice a year, maybe.
Right. So an NHL player, a professional player, would know when they could get away with it, right? Back then?
But here's the thing. Here's the bad thing with the weed, though. It stays in your system so long.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one that helps you the most and stays in your system so long, which makes sense because the other ones you mask from. You know, it's just got to be more of a leniency on it. It's got to be more of a, like, seeing that it's actually the benefit to it. You know, like, you know, guys, you got to remember, guys, they're professionals. They still get, whether they do or they don't smoke weed, they still got to, and it's not more of an enhancer, or some guys in mixed martial arts, I've heard the argument that they said it was because it helps you focus.
Right.
And I get it because there's strains, if you want to, you know, the sativa is like it sounds, sativa, get up and go. The indica is in the couch. So that's like shut her down, go to sleep, wake up and no hangover. You know, like that's the difference, but it's you, so you can find the strain that you want. So it all depends, but, you know, I don't know, man. I'm just glad I don't play anymore.
Yeah, well, I bet.
For many reasons.
Oh,
and in my opinion, when Bettman's gone, you might have, I don't think that there's anything, or maybe it'll be lax on the CBD, or I don't know.
Well, I mean, one thing that I've noticed
they tell you that concussions don't happen and all that stuff. So, like, what do you want? You know, I'm not a big fan of the way the NHL operates. So,
right.
I don't have to be because I'm not employed by them.
What percentage do you think when you were playing actually, like, they smoked weed because of headaches, because of pain and this, that, and the other thing?
You know what? I a lot more than I thought originally, you know?
Right.
So the guys that knew kept it to themselves, you know, because they couldn't out themselves or put themselves on the radar.
Even saying that,
I'd say less than 5%.
Oh, wow.
Everybody's got pills in the bottle thrown in their face.
Oh, right. And right? I mean, and with the opiate epidemic right now, right, which is crazy.
You got to remember, this. We're talking when I came through, this is 20 years ago, 25 years ago.
Right.
You know, when I was starting to move through. So things have changed. You know, the thing that I think is going to change is what, you know, the greatest thing that millennials have given us is transparency, no matter what it is. And this is why in Michigan, weed is recreational, because the truth has come out. And with that, they're educated. I get more knowledge from the younger kids because they're educated on this stuff, because they didn't want to get lied to and fooled, and they know this thing. So I look at it like this, Evan. Right, there's always, if you want to use for lack of a better term, you correlate it to war, where you have the generals and all the guys that aren't on the front lines that sit back and make the decisions about who goes and does that. Right, that's Congress, that's Schedule One, that's, you know, whatever the heck they're trying to do in the government right now with this bill. Like, that's what it is. I can't do anything about it, so that's not my concern. Also, too, like boot camp, which is how to educate kids coming up and whatever, it's open and honest, and I think that's as kids are educated as they grow up, then it's around and it's something that's not a big deal. It's something that they know what it's used for, and they use it in the proper context. I use Motrin as an example. You wouldn't give a kid, you know, if you're going to give Motrin to a kid that's 10 years old or something, there's a doctor who's going to tell you to give it to him. But when your kid wants to take Motrin when they're 18, you're going to be watching that Motrin bottle?
Right.
No, but because you responsibly showed them how to use it. Now, my role right now is field medic. And so there's so many guys out there that have been like me, whether they've played or they've not played. So I try to get to them and let them know, hey, there is, you know, I didn't think there was a way out either, but there is a way out. And here's the way I got out. Maybe it'll work for you too. So I'm like the field medic, just trying to spew as much knowledge and truth as I can that I've found through other people. And that's how you do it. And people make up their own. People are smart, especially in Michigan. That's what I love about them. Is you know what? You're gonna show me, and you're gonna back it up. And you know what? That's, you know, why I've always had a great relationship, because, you know, we're true. I mean, I just call it like I see it, and I've always just tried to be good, bad, or indifferent. Me.
Right. And so what's your favorite way to consume it? Is it edibles or vaping or a bong or
smoking flower?
Yeah.
Smoking flower, either in a blunt or in a joint, is my favorite way, because that's just the way that I sort of learned to it. Obviously, with now I'm learning all about the vapes and the, you know, the dabs and all that stuff, because there's a place for it, especially with the CBDs, because I can find that I can get the CBD in really quick that way, and then within 20 minutes I'm good to go. The edibles is a constant, you know, experimentation of different things. But like I said before, I know who makes my stuff.
Right.
You know, so I know exactly where I need to be. That's the greatest thing, is I know, like tonight I got a comedy show in Kalamazoo. So I know exactly what I'm going to be on to, you know, like it's going to give me some energy and put me on point. It's just a great way. And I just encourage it's something that you don't need to hide. I want to share that if it's something that people have an option to know. And if they do, they do. If they don't, more for me.
So do you have any like weed jokes that you use in your comedy set, or like, does it inspire you to help write comedy?
Yeah, Oh, absolutely. I have a lot. Some of the clean ones are the stereotypes, right? Because, you know, like not all black people have dreadlocks smoke weed.
Right.
All white people with dreadlocks smoke weed, though. That's the truth. Right? And see, I tell everybody, too, the greatest thing about weed is that we talk back, is that I just celebrated 3 years sobriety. November 11th, 2015 is my sobriety date off of alcohol and pills. I used to drink a lot, you know, now I don't drink at all. Also, what weed's given me is I quit smoking cigarettes January 2nd, 2017.
Wow.
Now, obviously, no one's going to tell me to stop and make a New Year's resolution on the 1st, so I had to do it the 2nd. But, yes, I used to smoke 2 packs a day. Now I don't smoke anymore. Now, whether you heard or not, I used to smoke a ton of weed back in the day. Now I still smoke a ton of weed, but I used to smoke a lot of weed too.
Right.
Now it's just more recreational.
And you know what? I mean, I think this it's something that I never thought I would see ever, that marijuana would be legal. I mean, where I live, you know, you saw it in California, you saw it in Vegas, and I never thought that we would see a day that would be legal, and basically.
Well, you know why, though, but I can let you and the listeners in on this. You know why, right? You see that there's a big negotiation in Canada with Justin Trudeau, the prime minister, wanted me back to the country because I'm Canadian, that he made the whole country legal. Michigan saw they might lose their favorite stepson. Boom. When the people come back, they came back, made Michigan legal, with more to grow and more to consume. So they figured it out. So I'm not leaving.
All right. So if you need a vice president,
my people got me to stay.
When you become president, I mean, I could be your vice president then, right? Because obviously you got that kind of
power. Why would I want to do that? I want to be the first ambassador of weed.
Oh, dude.
That's my goal. I think every region that grows or whatever throughout the country, because the education meet at a summit like a couple times a year and talk it out and see. Because if we truly are about, you know, people and helping and stuff like that and living better and having options and truth, then that's the way it is. I don't think it'll happen, but if they give me a call, I'm ready.
I mean, hey, for sure. And that's why I thought today was important to educate people, because, you know, like you might get an edible that's 250 milligrams. You don't want to eat that whole thing.
Listen, the best advice out there is slow and steady. So just no matter what you have, take a piece. And honestly, wait half an hour, 45 minutes, wait longer than you think.
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing you can do is say it's not kicked in, and then you end up chomping the whole bar. Bang, when it kicks in, you'll never do it again. So
right.
Slow and steady, little pieces, because you can always build up, and then you'll know, if you continue to buy that edible, you'll know what you need to take to get to where you need to be.
Yeah, no, you're correct. And, I mean, he's Darren McCarty. He's a Red Wing legend, and hopefully one day, you know, we'll see that 25 up in the rafters like people want, because, I mean, dude, I mean, you still can't walk around the streets here without getting noticed, right?
That's I love it. But that's, you know, that that's one of the things is that when I walk in there, I see all the banners, and I see the guys that I played with. So the guys that are up in the banners are the guys that deserve to be up in the banners. And you know, like I always say, I love to be a cog in the wheel, and it's great. Yeah, everywhere, no matter what it is in this city, you know, it's my people. So I love it. I appreciate it. And, you know, I want the best for everybody out there.
And so now with it, you know, weed being legal, somebody can come up and ask if you want to smoke a joint with you, right?
Absolutely. And you know what? It's like, don't be surprised. I mean, the autograph can always go up because, you know, the price of the autograph could be more, but I'll give you some free weed.
All right, my man. Hey, tell me a little bit about your comedy. You coming around here at all? Metro Detroit?
I got actually the next, this is a doozy, the 14th. So December 14th, which is a week from tomorrow, up in Flint at the Dort Rink. We're actually doing a Red Wing alumni game versus the Flint General alumni at 7. And then upstairs at 9, I'm doing my slapstick comedy tour up there with, you know, so the guys will be coming up. They'll see that too. So it'll be a full night. And then if we get out of there quick enough, we might head over to the machine shop and see Jackal. So, you know, it might be a full night.
Wow. All right. Yeah. You heard it here first. And Darren, thank you. If I got any more questions, I can call you, right?
Always, brother.
All right, my man. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, Evan. Take care, bud.